to northern Israel now, where after a month of daily Hezbollah rocket fire, some residents started to return to assess the damage, and many are skeptical the current ceasefire will last. From Kiryat Shemona, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
This northern Galilee border town was one of the hardest hit areas of the war. Police say nearly 1,000 Katyusha rockets slammed into Kiryat Shemona. Today, city backhoes began to extract dozens of mangled, spent Katyusha rocket casings embedded in the asphalt across the city.
We're outside a supermarket, a store, and a restaurant that suffered a direct hit recently by a Katyusha rocket. The building is smashed, suffered massive damage. Now, this first day of the ceasefire, police and city workers are here to try to start to clean up the mess.
In a working-class neighborhood just up the hill, Miriam Lachmani used this first day of the ceasefire to return bedding and other personal effects from the bomb shelter to her apartment. A metal bus stop bench nearby is riddled with shrapnel from a recent Katyusha strike. Windows in several area apartments are blown out. Lachmani is not convinced she's seen the last of what's been her temporary home for the last 4 weeks.
If there'll be more Katyusha, we'll have to go back to the bomb shelter. For the time being, we haven't been told by the army that we can go back home. We're just doing this on our own accord. It's more than likely that we'll end up going back to the shelter.
On the lawn of a square cement block apartment complex, 27-year-old Oren Landau is playing with his 4-year-old son, who's wobbling across the grass gleefully. Throughout the war, my son was very scared, he says, so I told him all the Katyushas were just fireworks. Landau, who fought in Lebanon in the 1990s, predicts this ceasefire will be fleeting.
My son feels better. He's more relaxed today after 33 days in the shelter. But all this is just temporary. Hezbollah won't disarm if Syria keeps on bringing them weapons. The UN force won't do anything to disarm Hezbollah. I was there. I know what I'm talking about.
On the ground in South Lebanon today, the truce got off to a shaky start. Hezbollah gunmen were killed, the army says, after they fired on Israeli soldiers. It doesn't appear these minor clashes are threatening to undo the wider ceasefire. Israeli officers here say they will continue to do whatever's necessary to protect their soldiers. Army General Yaron Shavit says of Hezbollah militants, if they don't threaten our soldiers, they'll be left alone. In his sector in the eastern part of South Lebanon, General Shavit says, some Hezbollah fighters today literally walked away from his men, guns in hand.
We're calling upon them to leave their weapons and walk away, but even if they don't leave their weapons, we're not shooting them from the back. It's difficult for a soldier on ground to understand that someone that was his enemy just a moment before and now is standing up and walking away, he has to allow him to walk away. But this is exactly what they have been doing since they were given the order to do so, and I made sure of it personally.
For residents of the north, meanwhile, nothing is certain this day. In a small sign of normalcy, some traffic lights, which had been blinking yellow for weeks, began working again in Kiryat Shemona, at least those that hadn't been hit by Katyusha fire. Kobe Malka, a local construction worker, returned today to his apartment with his wife and 2 kids. He's guardedly optimistic the quiet will not prove temporary.
Both sides have suffered enough, so I can just hope that it will last. It just seems like both sides really had enough.
Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Kiryat Shemona.